Hi, my name is Christine and I will be discussing the Corpse of Discovery, otherwise known as the Lewis and Clark Expedition. President Thomas Jefferson decided that he wanted to know if there were any water routes to the Missouri River. Jefferson told Meriwether Lewis to investigate that piece of land that is located in the western region. Lewis chose his former lieutenant William Clark to accompany him on the journey. Clark was the one who drew maps, and he also kept a journal to write down all of the exquisite scenery that they saw. Lewis was the captain of the whole expedition. Clark brought along his African-American slave, whose name was York. According to the Creating America textbook, all of the Native American Indians were fascinated when they saw York. They treated him as if he was a celebrity. Including Lewis, Clark, and York, there were over 30 men who attended the journey. In 1805, Lewis and Clark met a 16-year-old girl named Sacagawea. She was a big help to Lewis and Clark because they did not understand the language or geography of the land. When they met the Shoshone tribe, Sacagawea recognized the chief as her brother. Towards the end of the expedition, everyone that was still alive had taken a vote, and that was the first time that a slave, let alone a woman, was given the right to vote. It took Lewis and Clark about 6 months to return. As Lewis and Clark returned from their journey, most people back home thought that they were dead. Lewis and Clark had different futures after they came back to St. Louis. Meriwether Lewis became governor of the Louisiana Territory in 1808, yet he quickly made enemies with his imperial manner. One of those people that hated him was William Bates, his lieutenant governor. He was the reason that Lewis got caught for having improper uses of government funds. Jefferson then stated that the journals must be finished, which caused Lewis to sink into a deep depression. The next year, while traveling to Washington, D.C., Meriwether Lewis sadly committed suicide. On the other hand, Clark made it home and got promoted to lieutenant colonel. Although his skills impressed his superiors and was later on called the head of Indian Affairs in St. Louis, he was the one who took care of Sacagawea's child, Pomp. Clark was well-liked and admired by people, unlike Lewis. William Clark later on died in 1838. Lewis, Clark, and their extraordinary journey will never be forgotten.